Shall we read God's word together? Just two verses this morning.
让我们早上一起来读神的话语，只有两段。
We will first read it in English.
我们先用英文来念。
And then in Chinese.
然后我们再用中文来念。
And we won't stand up so you don't block the person behind you.
我们不需要站起来，我们说你不会把前面后面的人挡住。
This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown out by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like truth.
下面我们用中文一起来念。好，直到真的我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
May God bless those who read this word.
我们真是愿神祝福这些我们刚才读神的话语的人。
The task of God's church is to continue the task of perfecting every believer.
我们知道我们教会它的一个任务就是要帮助我们信神的人能够完全。
So that we may be effective and enthusiastic in our ministry.
所以为的是让我们能够在神的家中能够很有效的、很热情的参与神的施工。
This is for every one of us here.
这是对我们每一个人说的。
Not for some chosen ones, but for all.
并不是对某些人说的，而且对的是所有的人说的。
God has given us each a place to serve in.
因为神赐给我们每一个人有他的份，在这里面侍奉他。
In the 11th century, King Henry III of Bavaria was tired of the pressures of being king.
是在11世纪的时候，亨利三世，他真是很多不能承担很多的压力，作为一个君王，一个君王，所以。
So he went to the monastery and asked to be accepted to spend the rest of his life in the monastery.
所以他去了一个修道院，他想在里面说，他想后面的余生就成为一个修道士。
Your Majesty, said the elderly monk, do you understand that the pledge you are going to take is one of complete obedience?
所以这个修道士在问他说，你知道不知道我们这里的一个承诺？就是首第一个承诺就是需要顺服。
That will be hard for you because you've been a king.
他说，你呀，作为因为你曾经是君王，所以会很难对你来说遵守这条。
I understand, said Henry.
亨利三世他说，我非常明白。
The rest of my life, I will be obedient to you as Christ leads you.
他说，我后面的余生我会很顺服你，就像耶稣在带领你一样。
Then I will tell you what to do, the monk said.
这个时候这个修道士就跟他说了，好，那我就会跟你说你下面应该怎么做。
Go back to your throne and serve faithfully in the place where God has put you.
他说，这个修道士就是跟他说，你还是回到你的王宫里面去做做你的宝座上做王，很忠心的在这里做你的王。
And in the history books of Germany you will find that when he died they said this about King Henry.
所以你如果在德国的他这个历史书里面可以看到，当这个亨利三世他死的时候有这样的一句话描述他。
The king learned to rule by being obedient.
他讲的是这位君王他学会了学会了顺服，成为了君王。
The Bible tells us that if we are faithful we will rule with Jesus Christ in heaven.
所以我们圣经也是告诉我们，叫我们在讲到我们主耶稣他在他的天上是也是这样忠心的在这里做王。
But first we must be obedient on earth.
但是我们首先我们也要在地上要学习这样的顺服。
When we get tired of our roles and responsibilities on earth,
当有的时候我们在我们地上我们的角色或者我们所做的事上面我们感觉到疲倦了。
We must remember that God didn't make any mistakes in putting us where He put us.
但是我们必须知道，神把我们放在这个地方、这个地位，神不会有错的。
To be a good servant, whether at work, at home, in church, or anywhere you are.
如果要作为一个好的仆人的话，不管是在家里也好，在工作的场合也好。
But in order to be faithful and to fulfill our part in ministry, we must not be like children.
但是你要知道，我们如果在神的家中来服侍的时候，我们一定不能像小孩子一样。
We must, as Paul says, not be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching.
就像保罗在这里所讲那样的，我们不能像小孩子一样的被欺哄上了人的诡计。
We must be firm in our beliefs.
我们对我们的信仰必须坚定。
Do you ask yourself whether you have a biblical worldview?
啊，你常常时候会不会常常问自己，这个是不是按照圣经的话语而来的？
Don't we all admit that sometimes we read the Bible and we don't understand what we are reading?
我们时候常常也会知道，我们读圣经的时候，可能我们还不明白圣经里面所讲的。
One of the verses that non-Christians and even some Christians find difficult is found in Romans chapter 5.
啊，其中有一段圣经，特别是在罗马书这个第五章里面，有段圣经啊，许多的不认识神的人，他们不大明白，困惑。包括有些认识神的人，他们也有困惑。
When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone's sin.
因为这段圣经是这样讲的，说，就如罪是从一个人进入了世界，死又是从罪来的。
So some of us want to blame Adam.
但有些人，他们想来说是亚当的问题。
Maybe God is not fair.
他说有可能神不公平在这上面。
Why? Because of one man must all the rest of us be found guilty as well.
为什么一个人犯了罪，为什么其他的人也都一样犯罪呢？
But the Bible also tells us that although one man brought sin into the world,
但是圣经也告诉我们说，虽然一个人把罪带入了世界，
It is one perfect man who delivered all of us from the curse of sin.
也有一位完全的人，他将我们所有的人从罪中释放出来。
Because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one other person obeyed God, many will be made righteous.
也就是像这里所说的，因一人的悖逆，众人成为了罪人；照样，因一人的顺服，众人也成为义了。
Often if we pay attention, things we don't accept or can understand in the Bible is explained later if we read carefully.
当我们有时常常我们要注意到，有的时候有些圣经经节在当时读起来可能好像不能完全的理解明白，但是在后面的时候它会有让你明白的。
So we may complain that we are made sinful, we become sinful because of Adam.
我们常常会在这抱怨，哎呀，我们犯罪是因为亚当犯罪。
But nobody complains about it being unfair to Jesus dying for sinners.
但是我们却不会抱怨说主耶稣基督为一个人为我们而死，我们就罪都被免了。我们不会因为这个而抱怨。
But that is God's answer.
但这是就是我们神给我们的答案。
The world was contaminated, but God also provided the cure for the contamination.
因为我们世界是被污秽了，但是神他也给了我们方法，让我们能从洁净这个世界。
I think we must read the Bible for ourselves.
我们想，我们一定要这个读圣经是为我们自己读的
，and understand it，
我们要能够明白。
We cannot look at it through somebody else's eyes。
我们不能看圣经，好像通过别人的眼光来怎么看。
Have you ever put on your husband's glasses or your wife's glasses? It doesn't work very well unless you have the same prescription。
你如果你知道，你就是说拿错眼镜你看书的时候，如果你拿到你妻子的眼镜或者拿到你丈夫的眼镜在看书的时候，你什么都看不清，除非你们两个那个眼镜的度数是一样的。
We cannot judge the truth or accuracy of the Bible based on human philosophy or human psychology or any of the other human studies.
我们来看圣经的时候，并不能靠着我们人的哲理或者心理学来理解圣经。
I never have enough time to read everything I want to read.
我真是没有足够的时间想读我想要读的书。
So I have a stack of books in the bathrooms. When I brush my teeth, I open them and I read.
所以我在我的厕所也放了另外一本书。
And the books are always covered with toothpaste.
我那本书上面到处都是牙膏在盖在上面。
And recently I read this article.
最近我读了一篇文章。
And it talks about things I think is totally unbiblical.
所以我觉得这个是讲的完全不是符合圣经的。
We should get in the habit of asking when we read and hear something, does it contain a biblical worldview or a humanistic worldview?
所以我们在读东西的时候，我们有没有想过，我们读的东西是符合圣经的呢？还是说我们只是人文方面的智慧？
Train ourselves to ask what we hear, what we read, is it biblical?
就帮助我们养成一个习惯，常常问自己，我们这个事情是关乎圣经的吗？
Why? Because Paul tells us, if not, you'll be tossed around by the wind.
就像保罗告诉我们，如果你不是这样子做的时候，你会被那个风吹来吹去。
For example, some people say that people are born naturally good.
所以有的人会说，我们人生下来是好的。
But life makes them bad.
但是这个以后的生活 经历使得他们成为坏。
Some people believe that people are born neutral, and then depending on the environment, they either become good or bad.
但有的人也说，人生下来是不好不坏，是中性的。但是他今后的生活里面，根据各方面的影响，他会成为好的，也能够成为坏的。
It's so simple, but you know that what they say is not biblical.
虽然讲起来这些话好像比较简单，但是你要知道，这些都是不符合圣经的教导。
Because the Bible, even though written in the first person, is for all of us, saying we were born a sinner. Yes, from the moment our mothers conceived us, we were sinners.
所以在这个圣经这边讲到有一位写的说，我是在罪孽里生的，我在母亲怀胎的时候就有罪了。
And then we hear people complaining that the Bible seems to contradict itself.
但我们时候也会听到一些抱怨说，好像这个圣经就是自有矛盾的地方。
And you will find some passages that seem to contradict themselves.
但有的时候实际上你要注意到它看上去好像是矛盾的。
I like these two verses back to back from Proverbs.
我非常喜欢这个两节这个圣经。
Here in Proverbs 26, it says, "Don't answer the foolish arguments of fools." And then the next verse says, "Be sure to answer the foolish arguments of fools."
因为这个圣经在这里讲到，是箴言里面讲到说，不要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，恐怕你与他一样。但下面紧接着下面一句话就是说，要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，免得他自以为有智慧。
What are you supposed to do? Talk to fools or avoid fools?
所以你想想看，如果做这两句话，你是怎么做呢？你该用跟愚妄人讲回答他呢，还是不回答？
We won't spend the time to explain this. You can read it and you can figure it out because it makes sense if you think about it.
所以我们在这里并不去解释，但是相信在以后的时间里面，你自己会好好的思索，你会有答案。
If you want to, we can talk about it after service.
或者是我们在结束之后，我们还是可以继续交通。
But I believe the problem with reading the Bible is this: men do not reject the Bible because it contradicts itself. We reject it because it contradicts us, what we think.
所以在这里有一段话说，就是说人实际上不会真正的因为圣经里面好像有矛盾的地方而不能接受。真正的乃是因为圣经里面所讲的和我们自己有矛盾。
Since we're reading from the book of Ephesians, let's imagine that we are members of the early church in Ephesus.
所以我们刚才读到以弗所书，就假想我们就是在以弗所书的基督徒。
Perhaps you were a faithful Jewish believer looking for the coming of the Messiah.
因为你是一个非常虔诚的犹太教的人。
You accepted Jesus as the Messiah.
你接受了主耶稣。是救主。
And you committed yourself to following him.
你也承认说你要跟随他。
And there were incredible changes happening in your life.
所以在你的生活中会有非常大的改变。
You had come from a system of priests, animal sacrifices, and many other rituals.
因为你的背景，你的来自是祭司，而且是献祭，献动物的各样的祭，而且是加上许多的礼节。你有这样的背景。
But these rituals are no longer needed after Jesus Christ came.
但是这些所有的东西不再需要了。
Because he paid the penalty for all our sins.
对，因为耶稣来了，他已经为我们付上了一切的罪。
But you're not quite sure how this new church is supposed to work.
因为我们知道他，但这个时候并不知道这个讲的教会它是到底是一个怎样的一回事情。
Then you read the letter of Paul to the Ephesians to you.
但你这个时候就读到了这封信，就是保罗写给以弗所教会，也就是写给你的信。
He talks about apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors, things you never heard of before.
所以在这里他的信中的提到的就是这些使徒和这些传福音的还有牧师先知和教师还有
教师。They don't talk about those things in the Hebrew Bible.
但是在希伯来的圣经里面这些都没有提到过的。
What you should realize is this: God wants us to change our thinking as he reveals Jesus Christ to us through the Holy Spirit.
所以你知道吗？这是就是神要去借着主耶稣基督在这里要给我们心意更新的变化。
And in changing your thinking, we should also change our doing.
所以当我们的思想被改变的时候，我们所行的也要被改变。
Why all these changes?
为什么我们有这样的改变呢
？So that we will no longer be like immature children.
为的是让我们不再成为像小孩子一样。
So we won't believe things we hear that we shouldn't believe.
所以我们不会听着一些东西我们是不应该相信的东西。
Change is necessary to live the proper Christian life.
所以我们这些改变是必须的，因为让我们能够活出来一个真正基督徒的生命。
I think starting from the way we look at ourselves and the world.
这个是从哪里开始？从我们先检查我们自己 包括还有检查这个世界开始。
Now, we can enjoy all kinds of movies and entertainment, but we should say, is it biblical?
我们可以看所有电影，但是我们要问我们自己，这是符合圣经的真道吗？
The director of the National Institute of Mental Health said, to understand the brain is the ultimate journey to find out who we are.
因为这里这里有一个机构，它是那个
National Institute of Mental Health，
然后还是精神方面思维方面的一个研究所它是这样说的，他说我们如果去研究我们人的大脑的话，我们会解决所有的问题，我们就认识我们自己。
Understanding our physical organs is important。
我们知道，我们虽然我们要了解我们这个我们这个这个人的具体的这个身体的构成是非常重要的。
It will help medical science discover cures for illnesses。
我们知道会帮助这些医疗界来治疗我们的一些疾病。
But I think he's overstepping his bounds when he says that you're going to discover who you are through medical science. You're not going to.
我是这样想，他的讲到这句话的时候呢，可能超过了这个限度。他说，当你去研究这个大脑的时候，你可以真正知道我们是谁。
Who defines who we are?
你知道是谁在定义我们是谁吗？
Not science,
不是科学，
but the God who made us.
因为是神造了我们。
And what did the God who made us say?
神造了我们，他说什么？
He says this about the heart，
因为他讲这是关于心，
not the physical heart，
不是我们这个肉体的心。
The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is？
因为在这里讲到，这是人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
I love this verse，
我非常喜欢这段经文。
It explains why we do the things we shouldn't do.
这就解释了为什么我们做一些事情，我们实际上是不应该做的。
Because we don't really know how wicked we are capable of being.
但是因为我们自己不知道我们里面心是多么的诡诈。
Is that statement biblical? No, it is not.
他下面这段话，他这段话是不是符合圣经的真理呢？不是。
It is true that we are made in the image of God.
是对的，我们是有被造是按照神的形象造。
But we are trying to make God in our image.
但是我们呢，想在我们的里面造神的形象。
We sing the song that God is the potter and we are the clay.
我们唱诗歌的时候说，神他是陶匠，我们是泥土。
But in reality, I would rather be the potter and God be my clay.
因为在实际中，我自己要，我想要成为我是。陶匠让神成为泥土
，vending machine God， 去买买甜点，
就在那个买东西机器里面哈
，yeah， put a quarter in and get what you want，
所以你把那个钱丢进去就会有东西出来。
God is not a cosmic vending machine，
我们主我们的神不是说一个好像一个整个一个摆样式的一个这样的一个机器。
What does today's scripture tell us is this? God has given us the church for His purpose.
我们知道圣经里面讲的，神给了我们教会是有他自己的旨意。
And this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son.
因为他的目的是要让我们完全的有他有他的形象，有他的品格。
Some preachers say, I'm going to keep preaching this message until you get it.
所以有些传道人他会说，我一直要讲这个这篇信息一直讲到你能够明白。
Sometimes the preacher forgets that you should keep preaching it until you get it yourself.
他有的时候传道人并没有意识到，你一直要这样子讲这个道的话，目的也是要让你自己也能够这样得到。
It is the standard of Christ, it says here, not human standards.
因为我们讲到这里真是讲的这些标准是按照圣经的标准，而不是我们人的标准。
Change really is necessary if we're going to be effective ministers of God.
这个我们改变是完完全的需要，为的是我们能够更好的在神的这个里面神的这个家中能够服侍。
Paul says that as believers, we shouldn't remain like immature children.
因为保罗在这里说，我们这些相信神的人不应该是像没有成熟的人，就像孩子一样。
Look at this. At some point, you got to get off the toy horse and ride the real horse.
所以你看看这个图画，我们应该是从这个玩具的马能够下来，能够真正去骑那个真正的马。
That toy horse is going nowhere.
因为我们知道这个玩具马你不会去哪里。
Paul describes children as being vulnerable to evil influences.
因为我们知道保罗在这里为什么讲到孩子，因为他们非常的容易被受欺骗。
They can be tricked.
他们会被人所欺骗。
Into believing the wrong things.
就会让他们相信一些东西是错的东西。
If we don't grow up in Christ,
如果我们不在主里长成的话。
Someone describes it as we will be like a dandelion standing there being blown by the wind, scattered.
有人比喻，如果我们不长成的话，我们就像这个这个叫蒲公英花一样的，就被这个大风一来就吹飘飘走了。
The question always to keep in mind is when you learn something, when you hear something, when you read something, is it in accordance with God's word?
所以圣经里面也常常提醒我们，让我们知道我们在读、看、写这些东西的时候，常常思想这是不是符合圣经的。
Recently, I've been reading the newspaper about many world events.
近来我一直在读一些一些文章是关于世界上的一些发生的一些事情。
And what really amuses me is how many times this phrase appears over and over again.
所以我特别感到注意到的是，有这句话是一直出现。这就是说。
They don't give you a name, they don't refer to what organization, they just say, according to those people who know about this case, well, who is this person? I don't know.
他这句话就讲，他并没有告诉你是听谁说，或者是他从哪里来的，他只是说是根据这些人对这个情况比较了解的。
Is it someone who drives a taxi for someone who goes to the United Nations and he heard some rumor?
是不是就讲就像开出租车的司机，他经过联合国这个会所的地方，他就听到一些传言。
Maybe it's a camel driver in the Middle East. He heard some rumor.
有可能是骑骆驼的他在中东地带，他听到了一些什么。
How can I really believe when they quote people that have no names?
所以我们怎么相信这些人在讲这些时候没有讲到具体的名字的时候，我们怎么能够相信他们在这里所讲的呢？
If you think about Pope Francis, you'll learn something about the media.
所以如果你知道这个主教叫弗兰斯的时候，你可以从里面学到一些这个舆论界是怎么样来描述他。
When Pope Francis became Pope, he was very popular.
当这个主教他成为叫弗兰斯教皇他这个弗兰斯成为教皇的时候，他当时非常受到舆论界的这个欢迎。
The journalists love him.
这些舆论界的人，他们这些记者们非常喜欢他。
So humble, so gentle, so kind.
所以他非常的谦卑温柔。和非常的善。
The media loves to build people up and make them heroes.
所以这个舆论界真是要把它给造出一个形象，把它捧得很高。
And soon after that, they love to tear them down.
那过了不久，这个舆论界要把它整个压下去。
One day you are a king and a god. One day you are the devil.
有一天你是好像是像王一样的，但是第二天你可以成为可以说是成为一个。魔鬼。
And to make their point, they don't care if they contradict the truth or facts.
就是他们这些舆论界，他们不管是他们所说这些是根据事实而不是事实。
So how can we believe those things?
所以这些事情让我们怎么相信呢？
The thing to look at is it in accordance to what God says will happen in the world?
所以我们讲这些事情的时候，发生的时候，我们是不是按照神他里面的神的话来看这个世界？
How important is it for us to study God's word?
所以我们知道我们要学习神的话语是非常的重要。
It is a lamp to guide our feet and a light for our path.
因为我们知道神的话就像我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
If we don't understand what we're reading, we make bad decisions.
如果我们不明白我们在读的，我们会常常会犯错。
A young boy misunderstood something he heard, and he came to a very funny conclusion.
有一个小孩子，他读了一些他读的东西，他没有完全明白的时候，造成了一个笑话。
He went to his parents, really anxious, and said they should move from their neighborhood.
他原先他特别跑到他的父母面前，跟他说：“哎呀，我们一定要赶紧搬家搬走啊。”
Why do you think we should move? His father asked him.
他的爸爸在问他说：“为什么我们一定要搬走呢？”
Because someone said that most accidents occur within 5 miles of home.
因为他讲的许多的那个车祸发生的最多的地方就在靠家5英里的范围之内。
That's funny, but that kind of misunderstanding in another situation can be very dangerous.
因为如果他像他这种解释的话，读出来的话。我们如果用来这个比喻做其他事情读书到没有明白的话，也会有很多的问题出现。
We don't understand God's word. How can we apply it?
如果我们不明白神的话语，我们怎么样照着去行呢？
This is a great reminder from Acts chapter 17 about the Bereans.
所以这就让我想起这在使徒行传里面17章里面所讲到的。
And the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. And they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures day by day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth.
因为在这里讲到这个比里西人他们的这地方的人圣经这样说，这地方的人前于帖撒罗尼迦的人甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
In other translations it says the people of Berea were more noble.
因为有些其他地方就这里刚才讲的是咸鱼，讲到比利西人他们咸于提撒罗尼迦。
Here the modern translations say open-minded, because open-minded is a big deal today.
因为在这里这个比较现代化的翻译的话，就是说我们是能够敞开的，我们的 思想是敞开的。
But there's always a danger if you're too open-minded, your brains might fall out.
当然也有危险，当你如果太敞开的太大的话，有的时候你可能你整个头脑会掉下来。
It says, search the scriptures. Be serious when you read the Bible.
当然了，你一定要是好好的查考圣经。
We may not know the biblical answer to every situation.
我们可能对有些事情，我们不能完全的找到圣经里面的答案。
That doesn't mean that the answer is not there.
这并不表示我们找不到就没有答案。
Unless God has chosen not to reveal certain things to us.
因为除非神有些事情他不想要告诉我们。
But many times the answers are there if we search.
因为许多情况完全我们的答案确确实实在圣经里面，如果你去查考的话。
Then we should avoid being tossed around like in the wind.
所以是这样子话做的话，我们才会避免被这个风吹来吹去摇动。
Whose glasses are you wearing?
所以我们就要问到，你所戴的眼镜是谁的眼镜？
Are we reading the Bible through the lens of psychology and philosophy and other man-made systems?
我们在读圣经的时候，是不是戴了一个放大镜，用的是我们人自己的智慧呢？
Or are we reading psychology and philosophy and other things through the lens of the Bible and see God's love?
或者反过来，我们是不是用这个放大镜，用圣经的放大镜，我们来看我们人自己的智慧、哲理、哲学和心理
？Who are you following？
谁你是跟随的呢
？Look at this sticker，
我们要看一看这个车后面的所贴的牌子。
Don't follow me, I'm lost。
它上面写的是你不要跟着我，因为我找不到方向。
Who's your leader？
他到底谁是你的带领的呢
？Maybe he's lost。
因为他有可能丢遗失方向。
That's how we say Jesus is the head of the church.
这就是为什么说主耶稣他是基督的元首。
Today's scripture tells us that this learning curve is going to continue until we are united.
因为在这里圣经里面讲到，一直要等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
United in what? In faith and knowledge of Jesus Christ.
因为让我们在什么上面合一呢？就是认识神的儿子。
And become mature in God's eyes.
因为在神的眼里，我们成为满有基督长成的身量。
Will we really become mature in the Lord?
我们能够真正在神里面，我们能够长成吗？
If God desires it, why is it so difficult for us?
如果神他都说我们可以，为什么对我们来说那么难呢？
Are we following him closely?
我们是不是很紧紧地跟随他？
The words of children remind us that we are not so different from little children sometimes.
因为我们从孩子里面所讲的话，有的时候我们这些成人跟孩子们很像。
We may not say those words, but we think similarly to children sometimes.
有些孩子的话，我们可能不一定说这样同样的话，但是我们很像他。
I'm sure that all you parents have heard a child who wants to do something that you don't want him to do, and what does he say? Everybody's doing it.
我们这些做父母的，你可能一定听到过有这样的话，这些话你这些事你是不想叫孩子去做，但他会跟你说，别人都在做这个事。
Do we as adults fall into the same trap by thinking, even without saying, everybody's doing it, it must be okay, other Christians do it?
所以我们是不是自己，我们也常常会陷到这个里面一样？我们常常说别人在做这个事，或者别的基督徒他们也在做这个事情。
Who is really your leader?
对，谁是你真正的带领的？
Are you like the dandelion in the whirlwind?
我们是不是像这个叫蒲公英花一样的，就是在风里面被它吹来吹去
？Are you like a child who insists on riding the hobby horse instead of the real horse?
还是我们像个孩子一样的骑在这个玩具马上面，不能真正的过渡到骑到这个真的马上面去
？I read something very interesting about icebergs.
所以我读了很多非常有兴趣的，就是关于这个冰岛的浮动的冰岛的事情。
In the ice cold waters around Greenland.Countless icebergs.
因为在这个格陵兰这个地方的话，整个海面上面，它们有许许多多这样的浮动的冰岛。
Some little ones and some gigantic ones.
有的是非常小，但有的是非常的巨大。
If you observe them carefully,
如果你好好的去观察他们的话，
You will notice that sometimes the small ones move in one direction while the big ones move in a different direction.
你可以在观察的时候注意到，哎，有些小的好像这些冰岛冰块，它在飘，随着风在飘的另走向一个方向，但有大的呢，跟它走的是反方向。
How is that possible?
它这怎么可能呢？
They're in the same sea.
他们在同样都在一个海里面。
The explanation is simple.
我们在解释是这样的。
The surface winds drive the little icebergs to go in one direction.
因为这风，这个面，这个风呢，把这小的这个冰岛冰块呢，吹向另一个方向。
But the huge icebergs are being carried along by deep ocean currents underneath.
因为这大的冰块呢，它大的冰块它是很深，它是用那个海里面的深流暗流在驱动着它。
Do you want to be deep in the Word of God, or do you want to be shallow?
所以你自己愿意是在神的话语里面深有深造呢，还是只浅浅的？
This is an illustration of what Paul talks about.
这也是一个可以说一个很好的一个图画，让我们看到。
You read the Bible superficially, you'll be driven by different winds of doctrine.
如果你只是在读圣经的时候很粗浅的话，你会被风来吹走。
You are deeply rooted in the Word of God. You are driven by the current of God's Word.
所以你如果深深的扎根于神的话里面的话，你会随着这个海底的深流而行。
That's what Paul is talking about.
这也就是为什么保罗在这里所说的。
Is it biblical when people argue that life doesn't begin until birth?
我们在这里讲到底是不是讲这个生命还没有开始，还没有开始就已经有了生命？这个是。符合圣经真道吗？
那个生命是不是出生之后才成为一个生命？
After
birth, then it becomes life, or in the mom's womb. Yeah.
对不起，是这样，这个生命是不是出生了以后才开始
？Pro-choice advocates claim partial birth abortion doesn't really kill a human being.
因为是赞同这方面讲的话，这个孩子如果还没有出生，来采取这个做坠胎。的话并没有杀孩子。
Psalm 139 clearly states,
但是我们知道诗篇139篇这里完完全全的写到，
God considers this life the moment of conception.
但神他在考虑到这生命的时候是在怀孕的时候那一刹那就生命就已经存在。
He watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed.
我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络。那时我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日。或作我被建造的肢体尚未有其一，你都写在你的册上。
If we trust God's word, there's your answer.
如果我们相信神的话的话，这就是我们的答案。
Ted Williams was one of the greatest players in baseball history.
因为我们下面要讲一个，就是讲到一个这个人，他是一个非常有名的一个棒球运动员。
He used a postage scale to make sure that humidity had not added even 1 ounce to the weight of his bat.
所以他是用那个我们即兴的这个秤。
Yeah, nobody sends mail anymore, so they don't know.
对，我们用即兴的这个秤，那个是非常精确的小的秤，秤小克量的，他来称他的棒球棒。他的目的是这个棒球棒不能那个水分不能超过半盎司。
Every ounce to him matters.
所以对他来讲，每一盎司这个重量都会影响到他的。
He was once challenged to find from out of 6 bats the one that was half an ounce heavier than all the rest without using the scale, and he found the right one.
所以他有一次被挑战，让他从六个这个棒球棒里面找出来一个棒，里面就多出了千分之五的超出的重量。他把这个棒找到了，而且他没有用任何的秤来称。
He once returned a batch of bats.Because he sensed that the handles were not quite right.
他有一次把许多的退回去许多的棒球棒，因为是他里面那个把手不是太合适。
They went back to the manufacturer and found out that they were 5/1000ths of an inch off, and he could tell.
所以他们拿回厂家之后，他们在测去量的时候，他就发现他们的误差只有千分之五，但是他却没有任何的秤，他已经发现了。
Ted Williams knew bats so well that he could detect the smallest.Difference and discrepancy.
所以他这个人叫 Ted， 他能那么的有经验，他能够 不靠称他的，你说这里面的不同点。
This is the ultimate of God's goal for us on earth.
这也是我们神对我们在地上所要用，要我们所达到的这样的身量。
That we are so committed to His word, we can tell when something is not biblical.
让我们真正的在他话语里面扎根的时候，我们就能够辨别分辨，知道哪些是不属于神的话里面的。
So it's kind of a game with myself that I play when I read something and I say, is this right? Is this according to God's word? Or is this some man-made theory?
所以我对我自己也是这样，常常我在读一些文章或者书的时候，我常常就问我自己，哎，这个是不是符合圣经的道理的？还是说我们只是人的智慧哲理？
Because some lies are so clever, the Bible says they sound like truth.
因为有些东西，有些谎言的话，一想看上去很有欺骗性。
Jesus said that we need to be like children in order to enter God's kingdom.
因为在这里讲的是，耶稣也说过，我们要转成像小孩子，不然的话，我们不能进天国。
But certain qualities of a child should not be copied by adults.
但有些孩子的他们的一些脾气行为，不是我们大人所要学的。
Such as being gullible or naive. Easy to believe lies.
就像他们很容易被受欺哄。
Paul says that there are winds of doctrine that will cause a person to be tossed around.
所以在这里讲到，我们人就很像的被风里面吹摇摆。
We don't even know it when we're being affected.
当我们被这样的吹动摇动的时候，我们可能自己都不知道。
If someone is asking for your help in finding a child psychologist,
有的时候你需要一些帮助，从一些关于讲到孩子的心理方面的顾问的时候。
Do you choose a psychologist who drives around in a van with fish on it?
所以你在选这些做顾问的时候，你是不是在看这车背后它有这个画的这个鱼一样的？
Is that what makes you a Christian counselor?
所以你看到这个标志，你是不是觉得这个人有可能他是基督徒的这个顾问？
Is the Christian counselor someone who happens to go to church and is also a counselor?
是不是这个心理方面的顾问，他如果来到教会，他参加教会的话，他是不是也就是基督徒的这个他有这个基督按照圣经教导的
？I don't think so.
顾问
，It depends on how committed they are to counsel you according to God's word.
所以我倒不是这样想，我就是这是完全在于他自己到底是在神的里面有多深。
Have you ever thought about this?
你有没有从这样想过
？That you go and see a doctor.
你去看医生的时候
，There are many different levels of doctor, right?
因为在医生里面，他有许许多多医生。
Maybe you can get out of medical school with straight A's, or maybe a few B's, or some C's even. Maybe I don't know.
有些医生他可能在学校学习的时候，他得的成绩完全是 A， 但有的人他的也有一些成绩是 B， 甚至有的是还有 C 的。
I would prefer to have a doctor that got out with all A's, very very good at what he does.
如果我选医生的话，我一定选这个医生，他的成绩。学科的成绩都是 A 的，他一定是各方面都做的。
Same as when you go seek advice from someone.
所以一样，你如果去咨询的话，你要向别人咨询的话也是一样。
Do they trust God's word?
所以他们是不是自己相信神的话语？
Because psychology without God is useless.
如果真正讲心理的话，如果没有神的话，他们是一点用处都没有。
God cares about how we live and how we think.
因为神他真正关心我们是怎样活。
Knowing God can lead to a positive lifestyle.
我们知道如果认识神的话，会把我们引到一个真正的一个正面的来生活里面去。
But just having a positive lifestyle doesn't bring you closer to God.
但是我们反过来讲，如果我们有一个很正面的、很一个积极向上的一个生活的话，并不表示我们认识神。
Do you know the point I'm making? God has to be first.
你知道我刚才所讲的这个关键点在哪里呢？神一定要是第一位。
We believe in God.But our worldview may not reflect his thinking.
我们虽然信神，但是我们常常我们的世界观并不能反映出来我们真正的信神。
Like this kind of offhand claim that people make.
就像他刚才这位所长所讲的话一样的。
Is this biblical? Of course it's not.
因为他所讲的话，我们如果能够认识自己的话，我们只要研究我们的大脑。
If you believe this is true,
如果你相信他讲的是真的话，
then you don't know God.
那你就不认识神了。
You may know about God, but you don't know God.
你大概知道一点神，但是你不是真正的认识神。
You don't know Him personally,
因为你自己个人没有真正的认识神。
If you wish to know God, you must know His word.
如果你要真正的认识神的话，你一定要去读他的话。
Because God Himself says even demons know that He is God.
因为神也在这里圣经里面讲到，因为就是 恶者也都认识他。
And the Bible refers to demon doctrines. There are even doctrines from demons.
因为他们这里讲到有许多是魔鬼的一些教导。
We have to be able to discern.
我们应该能够分辨。
So may God help us in this new year to know Him better.
让我们真是神帮助我们在这个新的一年里面，让我们更加的能够认识神。
And happy Chinese New Year to all of you.
中国新年快乐有个快乐中国新年。
And I hope it doesn't mean that because we have American New Year and Chinese New Year, we grow 2 years every year.
这我并不是在这里说说我们好像有两个新年，一个是美国的新年，还有一个中国的新年。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your message to us.
主，我们为你赐给我们信息，我们献上感谢。
Help us to commit to read your word.
真是帮助我们能够专心的在你的话语里面。
Help the high schoolers who've committed to finish reading the Bible throughout before they graduate to maintain their commitment.
也真是帮助我们的初高中学生们，能够他们有这样的心智，愿意在他们上大学之前，能够把整本的圣经都读完一遍。
May it be their guide and their lamp the rest of their lives.
真是让你的话语真是成为他们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And no less for us adults.
对我们这些大人成人也是一样。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告来奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.